Beautiful day in central Wisconsin. Currently at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. The time is 2:07, sunny skies, 73 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program in about 7.5 minutes, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik, the Newman Catholic High School State Championship football coach. Our weekly segment talking about what's going on in Wisconsin sports. Brewers up and down. Packers get the NFL draft. Bucks still have a need for a head coach. So plenty to talk about with Paul Miklik and Wisconsin sports as we do each Friday coming up at 2:15. Also coming up in the second hour, our sports director at Civic Media, Mike Clemens, had a chance to talk to Green Bay Packer president Mark Murphy about the big news this week about the Packers and Green Bay being awarded the 2025 NFL draft. So we'll hear some comments from Mark Murphy coming up in the second hour. Also, Mark Murphy stood against a new policy that was put forward by the NFL concerning flexing Thursday night football games, meaning that there could be a game that's scheduled for a Sunday that could be moved to Thursday. And Murphy said no, and we'll hear why in terms of how that can be inconvenient for folks who travel into Green Bay, who plan out well in advance what game they would like to see. So we'll hear from Mark Murphy coming up in hour number two as well. Well, we are getting ready for a holiday weekend. Yep, I got to tell you, I am ready for a long holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, the three-day weekend. Haven't had many of these recently. And weather-wise, it is looking fantastic. It looks like the sunny skies we're seeing today will continue throughout the weekend, and temperatures will continue to rise Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sunshine, mid to upper 70s, even onto Monday, Memorial Day. Sunny skies and a high of 80. In fact, it'll get even warmer still on Tuesday with mostly sunny and a high of 85. So again, if you have outdoor activities planned, if you have family events planned, if you have honoring those who have served and given the greatest sacrifice planned for this weekend, it looks as though things will be looking very nice. In fact, looking at the Memorial Day festivities here in Wausau, the annual Wausau Memorial Day Parade will be held tomorrow. The parade will be starting at 10:45 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church on Stewart Avenue and end up at the Opportunity Inc. building on River Drive. Following the parade, there will be a ceremony at the Opportunity Inc. building. Bob Weller, commander of the Wausau American Legion Post 10, will be the master of ceremonies, and the guest speakers will be Mayor Katie Rosenberg and Army Captain Phil Southworth. The event will also include an exercise of the military rights and taps. So again, for here in Wausau, Wausau Memorial Day Parade tomorrow starting at 10:45 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church on Stewart Avenue and ending up at the Opportunity Inc. building on River Drive. So if you're able to get out there, it should be a beautiful morning for it and a great way to honor those for this Memorial Day weekend. Also in Merrill this weekend, the Merrill Veterans of Foreign War Post 1638 and other local organizations We'll be honoring Memorial Day starting at 10:30 a.m. on Monday with the Merrill City Band, followed by the Memorial Day ceremony at 11 a.m. The ceremony will be at the St. Francis Cemetery, Veterans Section, South Thielman Street. So, got activities Wausau, Maryland, throughout Central Wisconsin. Again, you can find, if your area, if you're outside of Wausau or Merrill tuned in here today, you'll be able to find that information and take a few moments at the very least to remember those who, again, have given the ultimate sacrifice. And again, Memorial Day is about that. Those who have given their lives in service of their country here in the United States. And sometimes I think people get confused on, you know, what we are celebrating or honoring certain events. And in this case, the Memorial Day holiday is all about that. And again, enjoy your weekend and also take those few moments as well. Well, again, it should be a great weekend and a lot of sports going on. And we're going to have our weekly Wisconsin sports segment coming up next. I'll be joined by Paul Micklegg as we continue here on this Friday. Again, 73 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Great way to wrap up the work week and get into the long weekend. More to come here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Radio 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday. It is the final minutes and hours before a nice long holiday weekend. And to wrap up the work week, always happy to welcome back into studio Paul Micklegg to talk some Wisconsin sports. And I was thinking about this. In the fall, it feels like we have some long weekends. It starts like on Labor Day. You have a long weekend. Then you got Thanksgiving. And then you have Christmas and New Year's. And then after New Year's, there's a long grind because Easter is always Easter Sunday. So we don't have the long weekend. Unless some people get like Monday. Yep. But most of us in the real world, we work Friday and then we work Monday again. So it's basically a normal weekend. It feels like it's been a long time coming to have a nice long weekend. Are you looking forward to it as much as I am? Because I tell you, I'm ready for that little extra time off.
Yeah, especially with being the end of the year and everything that's going on to get to the, it's almost like getting to the finish line and getting ready for another race that's going to start next, you know what I mean? So it's always something that's moving on. And to say the least, I am excited for a little R&R, to say the least. I know you are too.
And it was funny last night because I know that you had track and field sectionals over in Marathon and baseball had a road game, softball, because I went over there and there's a lot going on. It feels like, hey, we should be calming down here. And there was like that, your parking lot was packed, a lot of people going off to Marathon, going off to Boulder, going off to Florence. And then you have graduation. You talk about sprinting. It's like a 100-yard dash. You don't stop until you get through to the finish line and get through the tape. And that's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah, and when it does, you know, it's all like, it's over. You know what I mean? So right. It's kind of a different feeling in the fall. I know you were talking about the long fall or the you had more weekends in the fall and stuff like this. But this is the kind of like for us, you get there and then it's over and you start again. But it ends when it ends. Yeah. It ends immediately. It's not like in the football or something. You know what I'm saying? You always have something else going on there, but it ends in a hurry.
The reset. It's like the reset here. Again, you have the from August until early June. it's constant, and then a little reset. But even then, it's not like the old days either, where it felt like there was more time. Things just kind of, they keep rolling, but maybe at a different speed for the next
couple
of months.
Well, I mean, it's just a different tempo of it. And I'm talking about the athletic standpoint of it,
right.
and even the school standpoint, you can kind of breathe a little bit and just get regrouped for the next year. But I mean, it's not like a week from Monday where we start our summer programs and be there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and so it doesn't get, but it's a different tempo, like mm-hmm. you're saying, that's feeling. So with 7-on-7 leagues and on Sunday nights and getting in a tournament and you gotta balance that time with the family time too. So you gotta have a little break in there. So the summer we were just talking about looks like it's gonna end already. We didn't even start yet.
How did it go last night?
Good for the most part. Marathon does a great job of hosting a sectional meet. Kurt does a tremendous job. Miller over in Marathon, and that their town puts on a good show. I know those are your sponsors too. So I want to make sure
Kurt
that
Kurt does well for me too.
Yes.
Always has my spot in the box. He's got my enduring gratitude.
Yes, and that's why I mentioned it.
And also because he gives that spot to me first before anybody else.
He is.
I can be bribed every single time.
Yeah, that's all it takes, huh? I'll make sure I remember
nice
that.
Nice spot.
I think I bribed you.
Hey, you got my spot in your booth as well, so it's like it's all good.
We always take care of you. And the best in the biz. That's why we take care of bacteria. So it went fine. Obviously,
got qualifiers for state?
Yeah, we got like 9 events, and so last year we had one, and we're trying to bring that back as a whole. So anytime you can get to state, it's a great accomplishment, and I couldn't be happier for those kids. And then obviously, like I said, it's a little different thing because when it ends with these guys, and so if the senior didn't make it last night got hurt, that was the end of the road. So you kind of go through a roller coaster of emotions at this time of year, but that's part of life, and I guess I've been doing it for 23 years, so it's time for me to know how to handle it.
Is state next week?
State's next Friday morning for Division 2 and 3, and then Division 1. Track, to make state in track, you only got 3 divisions. You don't have 16 of them, and this is to go. It's really fun to see the competition that's on the thing. But so Division 2 and 3 in the morning this year, Division 1's in the afternoon on Friday, the prelims and stuff like that, and then the finals for some of the stuff is on the rest of it's on for Saturday.
We're going to have to get you in early next week then, maybe.
Well, I'll be in lacrosse Thursday night. Thursday afternoon.
I guess then we will have you on at the new time in a couple of
weeks. And I was thinking about that because I'm excited. I do get excited to come on here and talk to you and just have, we play make-believe here.
I know. And the final point about the state track. You've said this to me for years, and I've still never got over there. You keep saying you got to get over there because, I mean, I've seen other state tournaments, and I've been very fortunate to do that, but I've never been able to get over there because we usually still have some baseball and stuff going on. But you always talk about what an incredible atmosphere in lacrosse it is at Herring Stadium. It really is something that is, you talk about being well done. It sounds like it's always very well done. It's always just an incredible experience.
Yeah, and then they're probably so used to how to doing it. But, you're not going to, unless you're going Division I, football or basketball, you're not going to compete in front of, especially on Saturday when it's all 3 divisions mm-hmm. there. You're talking about, 16,000 people. I mean, and they have it so well done. Even on Friday, you'll have, 9,000, 10,000, whatever the case might be, even for those. But it's just unbelievable. And, how much it pumps into that economy for lacrosse must be, crazy because there's not a hotel within, 45 miles of that place, and people stay in the dorms, and all the kids that come down there and things like that. It's a great atmosphere, I like state championships everywhere just as much as you do, but I don't think there is, again, to perform in that front of that many people is a once in a lifetime opportunity. So any child that gets to go have the opportunity, I feel fortunate for them.
Well, good luck to your qualifiers and your teams next week.
We'll have some fun, Chad, and you got to get down there. Yeah.
I know. I'm
supposed to be 87 and sunny.
I know. I thought it was supposed to be pretty amazing. Again, we're talking to Paul Micklegg, our Wisconsin sports segment here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You saw about pumping money into the economy. The big news about the Packers getting in the draft. Are you going to go in 2025 to the NFL draft in Green Bay now?
I mean, how many miles are they going to go around? I mean, are there going to be hotels in Wausau?
I asked the mayor the other day. I said, maybe is there going to be some runoff here? Are people actually going to have, as we get closer to Wausau, some people be getting some hotel rooms in this area, perhaps? Who knows? I mean, right.
Or somebody can buy, I guess it's only for a weekend, but if somebody has a house over there, I'm sure they can rent it out for the weekend and make a mint.
Like those folks that sell parking spots over there.
Yes. Just keep making a mint. I don't know, because somebody's going to pay for it. But I know even during games, they can go all the way to Clintonville.
Yeah.
And that direction, not too far away from Wittenberg. So it's going to be, I can only imagine that it's going to be double that, right?
But you as a, huge Packer fan, huge NFL fan, is that something that would be of interest to somebody like you? Because I think that's, who's going to, because somebody said, hey, are you going to get your hotel? I said, no, I'm not getting my hotel over there. I'm not going over there. I'm just not into that kind of stuff right now at this point in my life, I guess. But for you, I mean, would that be something that you'd want to be part of? Would you want to go over there and experience it?
I was talking to the Lamers bus lines that we go through and stuff, and they told me to give them a hard time about hey, can I order some buses? And I didn't quite understand what they meant by that. They shut down the bus company right for that, for just to handle people.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and Lamers goes all the way over, in Green Bay. That's actually
that's
a hub.
Yeah, they're based. Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, what? I mean, we're talking about they did this already, and they're talking about, and it's just so getting back to your to go and stuff. I don't know if this is one of those things where A, I probably don't plan very well, but B, that. Maybe it's something there if you go for the day or something and come back. I mean, we only live an hour and a half. If you're going to have to go an hour anyways or whatever, I mean, why would you pay for a hotel room?
No, but even just to be part of it, is that something that you would say, hey, that's something I'd want to be part of?
Just a bucket list kind of thing?
Is that something that you at least consider? Because I'm not asking you to make a commitment right now. Yeah.
I am going right now, and if I don't, I owe you $1,000.
No. But that's something you would consider, I would imagine,
Yeah, then you go down there and you only get to do that once, in a lifetime. And if that's something that opens up and there's opportunity, why not? But you can see how it goes from day one to day two to day three. It does dwindle off. And so maybe it's a day three thing or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That you can get a little more closer and things like that. But for Green Bay, May 1st, I think. I mean, they got snow on May 1st in Green Bay. I mean, I just kind of, but they're like saying, hey, whatever. And they're talking about, they must have had this so well planned. It just kind of amazes me who's been working on it and how all the dynamics that they have to have in place already. I mean, they're talking about the rush, they're doing this and this, all these things. And it's like, they had to have all this stuff in place, because I guarantee they wouldn't have said yes if it wasn't.
Absolutely, especially in Green Bay, because there are more question marks. Starting with the hotels and everything else, they must have had an exceptionally detailed, what about this? I bet you it was on that sheet of paper that they gave the NFL.
Yep. I mean, you would think that a person probably worked on that full time.
Exactly.
For a couple of years. Yep. I mean, because they've done it. They did this, I think they were trying to get last year already.
They've been talking about this
for a while. They're probably, somebody's getting paid some big bucks to make sure. And I guarantee you that person, though, if something doesn't work right, they're also going to be the one that's going to yell.
real fast, somebody yesterday says to me, yeah, in 2025, the Packers will probably have the number one or number two draft pick over. I said, what? I thought about that.
You said they're going to win the Super Bowl.
I said they're going to be much better. But I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Predict 2025 NFL draft. When will the Packers pick in the first round? Based on their record. Of course, they can trade and all that. But what do you think in the next 2 years, where are they going to be in the NFL draft? Are they going to be an upper tier team or lower tier
19.
Team? 19. Okay. Write
it down.
Write it down
somewhere.
What'd
you say?
I think that's pretty close. I think that upper teens, lower 20s, I think that's a very wise pick, I think.
Well, now I want to change it.
I think they're going to be better than average, but they're still not going to be quite there. But we'll see. We'll see. I have to take a time out. I'm going to write that down because in a couple of years, we're going to have to remember what that is. But we're going to take a break, come back, talk some more Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg as we continue on this Friday. Currently 73 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police as a mad.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Along with Paul Micklegg as we talk Wisconsin sports on this Friday, heading into the Memorial Day holiday. Last Friday, we were talking, and you mentioned that it felt like, boy, it's taken a long time for the Bucks to get a coach. Another week has gone by. We're still waiting for the Bucks to get a head coach. And the funny thing about it is now we're seeing these other teams, and I saw the list of, like, the five finalists for Phoenix. Nobody's got what I would say, boy, we really have to go and get this guy. It's basically like you got your deck of cards, you're kind of shuffling them, and you'll just, deal them out, and whoever gets whoever. I don't know if there's really going to be a big difference.
Who is it on Phoenix? Some of them.
Nick Nurse. Doc.
He was on Phoenix, too?
Doc Rivers. Who else? A couple of assistants, but one other former coach I can't remember. But but basically Doc was in there. I'm surprised we haven't heard Doc in Milwaukee with his Marquette connection. But apparently that I've not really heard anything along those lines.
Well, it sounds like they cut down to three.
Right, and that's been there for a little while now, and it's like, well, okay, what are you going to do if Nurse is your guy? I would imagine you want to sign him up. Before
somebody else does,
because you got Philly who's looking for a coach as well, and I think he's on the. I saw a list, and they have him on the list too in Philadelphia. So,
Nurse does not blow my.
That's
my
the
mind.
Thing. I mean, apparently, if you were to look strictly at the resume of Nick Nurse and Mike Budenholzer, who has a better resume?
Well, I mean, what they're looking back right now is they're looking back and saying.
And I'm not saying Milwaukee. I'm not saying Milwaukee. I'm just saying generally.
Well, I'm saying generally.
Because Nurse right now is the hot guy as compared to Bud. I think I've heard Bud rumbled about Philly, but not really much. People aren't saying.
I really think Bud wants a year off.
He could. But that wouldn't matter in terms of the buzz. I would have thought people say, boy, Budenholzer. But no, it's almost like, he's got. You know what it reminds me of? Remember when Mike Sherman got fired? He had a really good record, and he never got another crack in the NFL. I mean, for whatever reason, some guys, they can lose their job, and all of a sudden, boy, we want to get him. And other guys, if nobody else comes along, we may hire him.
Yeah,
because there's so many guys that do get that second opportunity so quickly. And other guys that just seemed to, even with the record. Because, you look at Sherman, he had a good run in Green Bay, but he never got to the top of the mountain. And, he never got another crack in the NFL.
But then Mike McCarthy.
Yeah,
I guess he did get to the top of the mountain.
Exactly.
But
he got another chance in the NFL.
He got another chance.
And there was never a doubt, because, he was talked about multiple places. So again,
he really was trying. I think Sherman was trying too, but I mean,
and then he went to Texas A&M instead of going to the, and then to Montreal or somewhere in the CFL. And as you said, in
high school,
he started to bounce around a little bit.
And you can do that. But going back to Bud and Nurse, for example, if they're looking at just reading the stuff and kind of seeing what they're comparing and saying that he works with guys offensively, that they don't bog down quite as much in the playoffs, that he
Nurse is known as an offensive guru.
Yes. And I think that's what, I think that is, and even Atkins and
Atkinson
and the other guy that's the assistant, that the three guys that they have left, they're all were offensive guys.
It's funny that you have Nurse, who is the head guy in Toronto, and then his assistant is also being talked about as a head coaching possibility. One of his assistants.
Correct, correct. I mean, that's...
He's like competing against each
but
other.
But I'm just... but the thing is, it all comes down to one simple thing. That they think they bogged down offensively, right. And this is all about offense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think... I mean, and again, I'm not disagreeing with it. I'm just saying that I think it's pretty well clear that's what it is, and I don't think that anybody has confidence... I shouldn't say not anybody, as much confidence in Bud
as
they do with other candidates right now. So take the winning out of it.
Right.
They're not worried about the winning because they think that Giannis can, you got Giannis, you should win. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're worried about how can we get this offense better and more flowing. And to be honest with you, even when they won it that year, the offense does bog down. I mean, in the playoffs, overall, generally.
Right. In the NBA, it gets bogged down in the playoffs. I mean, that's just the way it is because there's more intensity. Over an 82-game schedule, you can't be a foot on the accelerator for 82 games.
But you gotta win those games, though.
Right, right. And he does.
Who?
Bud.
He does?
He wins a lot. You know, his record is not as bad in the playoffs as people make it out to be.
Well, no, not when you lose right away. I mean,
That's not the no.
I'm not picking on him because I honestly...
I know you're not. And I know there are reasons why the decision was made. And frankly, nowadays... You're not going to see guys go for longer than half a dozen years. I mean, that's the way it is.
No, because I'll be honest with you. If you let the playoffs play out, would Bud still be the coach?
I was saying, it certainly doesn't look as... It does not look like... What was the word? It was unacceptable. That people were saying that. It was unacceptable for the Bucks to lose to the Miami Heat. Well, there's a lot of unacceptables going on as we get deeper and deeper. But I think Boston's actually going to win that series.
You think so?
I think so.
They're going to come back from
they're
down 3-0.
They're going to come back from 0-3. The pressure's now on...
You want to bet on that?
I'll take it under advisement.
Okay.
We should not be making wagers on the air.
Well, we don't make money wagers. We don't make money.
I know.
We don't make this. Make sure everybody knows that. There's no... We're talking about a pizza.
I know.
But that,
I should be getting odds, though. It's still...
Oh, no. This is a typical gambler over here, this guy trying to get...
You got odds on that home run years ago, so don't just tell me there's no odds, okay? Which still, you know... I mean, still, it's under my skin.
You don't like losing.
I don't know how that happened. That was a miracle of miracles, and I was paying you off pizzas for months after that. But that's in the past. But again, I mean, it's interesting. It is taking quite a while. I don't know whether that's good or bad. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's... I mean,
Or are they not interested? You would think that when you did it, you would have had somebody in mind.
Because, yeah, if they blew you away, because they've had multiple interviews at this point. And, I mean, you've talked to people that you have work for you and in different roles as AD and as football coach and track coach and people that you want to work with. I imagine that you get a pretty good feeling pretty quickly about people that you want around you as working with
Correct.
You.
Correct. And they must not be feeling it. And I mean, one of his biggest things they were saying, too, is he's got to feel comfortable that like he felt with Bud. Well, again, then it's like, well, then why did you get rid of Bud then? you know what I'm saying? I mean, if they can't find it, so... That kind of was taking a chance. I would say that they were going to be able to find somebody. And to be honest with you, you would think that you would be able to be quite frank with you.
With people out there. Right.
But I don't think they're doing it right now, obviously.
But again, I think it goes back to what we talked about a couple weeks ago. There is not that magic bullet this year. I mean, for this guy that with this glow that it is the guy. Because so often there is that one guy, he's either been out for a year or two, had a great winning pedigree. We see it more often, I think, in football. But there's not that one slam dunk where, hey, this is the guy. If we get him, we are going to be a step ahead of Philly and of Phoenix and anybody else. They just have to go with the guy they, I guess, probably in the gut.
They really don't in the NBA, and maybe it's more than NFL, because NFL, those guys that are offensive defense coordinators, they have a lot of leeway, you know what I'm saying? So they can see it. But you don't see assistant coaches You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, you're right. They don't label them as offensive coordinators either.
Correct.
I mean, that, I bet you it would be a little different if you had Coach Mike Budenholzer and then offensive coordinator Charles Lee or whoever it may be. Then maybe those assistants better say, hey, when I come work for you, I want to be called the offensive coordinator.
They should be. Well, the thing is, I told you when I went to that Bucs, and then I kind of saw it in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
those
yeah.
assistant coaches are doing more work than Buck was.
He's doing the interview.
He's doing the interview while these guys are actually doing it. So that's it kind of actually shocks me that you wouldn't see more of those. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Obviously, I'm wrong.
I guess to wrap it up, I think in a couple of weeks, next time you come in, I certainly hope they have a head coach.
Yeah, and your new time and your new time and place, which we're excited for.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and we got to talk about the Brewers to wrap it up because it seems like it's shutouts. And they were either throwing shutouts or they're being shutouts. They had a couple of good shutout wins against a red-hot Houston team. And then last night, again, the thing about being shut out is they got 13 strikeouts against them. I mean, you got to be at least getting contact. I understand it was a bullpen game for the Giants, but at the same time, I mean, that's as bad an offensive performance as you can have. Being shut out and then getting struck out 13 times. That's like being shut out on football field and getting 112 yards of offense. I mean, it's poor.
Yeah, well, especially in a bullpen. I don't know why you think that it's a good thing. Well, but, they had some guys in there that should have been able to hit.
The bullpen guy, yes, based on that. But bullpen guys, you go in for an inning or two, you're going 100% as opposed to a starter who's got to pace himself a little bit.
Yeah. So you're saying that they should do that in major leagues then.
No, I'm not saying that.
Every game should be bullpen. No, they could do that. That's what you could. No, that's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's the excuse I'm giving the Brewer batters for.
Oh, okay,
night.
All right. Because I happened to see some of the game when I got home on tape delay and
you need something to go to sleep with, huh?
Yeah. Well, I turned the channel pretty quick. No, actually, I didn't. I watched most of them. But I know is that their pitching staff, and they said Woodruff's not going to be now back until end of July. Right. They're taking guys off the scrap heap. That's going to be a concern for that's number one. Number two is I think their hitting will be okay. Obviously, last night it was.
I know.
But I just don't think they still are not going to have. They're going to have to be in that five run range with that pitching staff right now, and I just don't know if they have five runs in them on a consistent basis.
I'll say Hauser looked really good the other day.
Two times in a row.
I know. So
Two games in a row.
He has been their savior right now during this time where they need a stopper. You know, he's pricing himself out of range for the Brewers.
So they really got three, Hauser. Yeah. And actually, the other guy came up, and he pitched well, too.
Shutout.
He pitched five in the third. In baseball, the percentages are going to work themselves out.
Isn't that amazing? Because, I mean, look at Pittsburgh. They were so good. Boy, they have fallen off the face of the earth recently. I mean, baseball is so different than any other sport. Even basketball with 82 games, you don't see the wild fluctuations that we do see in baseball, do you?
I mean, because in basketball, yeah, you can look at those stats and they might give you a general feeling. But you can still win. You know what I'm saying?
You have the same group out there basically every night. Baseball, you have a different guy on the mound. So that's
every
big,
time.
Big factor.
And you can have a different, and your stats don't look the same. I'm telling you, this round, they're going to average out. And you hope that a couple of guys, now in this case, Hauser's maybe he has a career year. He's got the stuff.
I mean, he really
does.
But you know,
you also said Manny Parra had his stuff, too. And where's Manny Parra?
Manny had great stuff.
I remember sitting in the seat telling me how great Manny Parra and Bill Hall.
Billy Hall. Yeah. But Manny, I bet you, is mowing him down in some semi-pro league somewhere. I mean, somewhere.
He did have good stuff.
But there's a big stack of good stuff guys who never got anywhere, and he was definitely one
he
of them.
Was well one
he
of
really
them.
Did I mean he had good stuff, but
lefty,
maybe that was the problem, you know, us the lefties upstairs have, you know, it's kind of weirdness up there. so I mean the Brewers are still, I mean they're still doing fine overall, but it feels like they've had some opportunity to kind of stretch it out because you now see St. Louis starting to play
and
a little bit better.
And they can't get a winning streak when you have that pitching staff. That's the only problem.
That is true. I mean, that's it. I appreciate coming by. I know we have a meeting to get off to. Enjoy lacrosse next week, and then we will get back together in a couple of weeks' time.
We look forward to that, and you have a good weekend. Enjoy some R&R before you start that final playoff push.
Absolutely. That's Paul Miklik, again, talking Wisconsin sports. We're going to take a timeout, come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Call me a joker, call me a fool. Right at this moment, I'm totally cool. Clear as a crystal, sharp as a knife.
On Tuesday, the playoffs begin for the Wausau West High School baseball team as the Warriors play host to Marshfield in a Division I regional semifinal. Hear the game live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 4:45 and the first pitch set for 5 p.m. Wausau West High School sports on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West High School playoff baseball against Marshfield in a Division I regional semifinal. Tuesday, live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, with the pregame starting at 4:45 and the first pitch at 5 p.m. Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, again, thanks to Paul Miklik for joining us. And got one other story that kind of straddles sports, government, taxes, and other topics. Of course, it is the continuing story about whether or not public money should be going to add or fix or whatever it may be, whatever it is, hundreds of millions of dollars to go to American Family Field and basically, hey, give the Milwaukee Brewer ownership some money in order to stick around. And there's a good website called fieldofschemes.com. Field of Schemes, not Field of Dreams, Field of Schemes. It's basically, again, how these major sports leagues, owners, commissioners, and others give us all this information that say how much money will come in as long as we give hundreds of millions of dollars to owners to build shiny new baseball stadiums or football stadiums or basketball or hockey arenas. And on fieldofschemes.com, there's a story about Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, who came to Milwaukee yesterday. And the title of the story is Manfred Threatens Milwaukee, Vegas, Everybody. Send stadium money or we'll shoot your team. Basically a hostage situation. And the story says, a big part of a modern sport league commissioner's job is to show up to a city to make threats of what will happen if the local populace doesn't serve up stadium cash. And while MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred may not have a way with words, he showed yesterday that he'll absolutely will go there using an appearance in Milwaukee to threaten two cities at once. Manfred said, Oakland local government officials made some unfortunate decisions not to maintain the ballpark in the way that it needed to be maintained. It resulted in a decline in the attendance, which had an impact on the quality of product that the team could afford to put on the field. It's all garbage. I have been watching this Oakland story about how the Athletics are one step away from basically moving to Vegas, and that is not the way it happened. It's a cheap owner who's a billionaire basically trying to tank the team in order to move it out of Oakland. Manfred said about American Family Field, the ballpark is an asset. I think the Brewers are interested in a long-term relationship and an extension of the lease that'll keep them here. We all see what you did there, Rob, by pointing to the A's possible move to Las Vegas and to Oakland's failure to maintain the Coliseum, which is actually partly the team's responsibility, and the resulting decline in attendance and quality of the product, and the lousy product actually came before the lousy attendance. But the story says, don't stop him, he's on a roll. Manfred painted a clear picture. Well, he left the general impression that if Wisconsin doesn't agree to the $360 million in stadium renovation funding that Brewer owner Mark Antanasio wants, well, you don't want to know what'll happen next. And then Manfred held out a carrot to go along with the non-threat stick. I remain confident that the Brewers are a great asset for the fans here in Milwaukee and that the governmental entities are going to find a way to fund the obligation they agreed to when this ballpark was built, and they're going to do it because it's good business. Obligation here refers to the state-of-the-art clause requiring the state to provide any major repairs that 25% of other MLB stadiums have, however that's defined. If not, Antanasio could break his lease and move the Brewers. Of course, he could do that in 2030 anyway when his lease expires. The $360 million government funding would only buy a lease extension until 2043, and the major repairs clause would presumably stay in place, meaning Wisconsin would have to keep on coughing up another 20 years worth of repair money, or the Brewers could leave anyway. If you're wondering why Manfred and Antanasio are playing hardball right this moment, there are a couple of things in play. First off, the governor, Tony Evers, decided a state budget surplus was a good time to throw some money Antanasio's way. And then state assembly speaker Robin Voss said he wanted to use different public money, and it's been a stalemate ever since. Whenever Rob Manfred opens his mouth, you want to just start throwing up. The Milwaukee Brewers are worth way, 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 way more money than they were when Mark Antanasio bought the team from the Selig family. And mainly the reason of that is because the state of Wisconsin, especially those folks in the five-county area in southeast Wisconsin, was able to send a lot of public money their way to build that ballpark. Now they want more, and basically in that obligation and major repairs clause, they'll be getting money over and over and over again every couple of decades. Is it the right thing to do? I don't think so. I love having the Brewers. I think it's important to have the Brewers, but boy, it should not be a constant public money spigot that has to be paid while the cost, the value of the franchise continues to go through the roof. If Mark Antanasio promises when he sells the team for that incredible profit to give some of the money back to the state, maybe it's another discussion. But we're going to see where this goes. But when Rob Manfred visits town, watch out and watch out for your wallet. We'll take a break. Come back with more here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.